kissing better, baby. Okay, so welcome back from an amazing weekend. I'm sure you had a restful time. You got to spend time with family and friends, and from my intro, you must have found out the topic for discussion on this week's episode of my podcast. As always, my name is Jennifer and I'm the host of Ellipsis, the podcast. Today, I'll be sharing my thoughts on kissing, which I know is not strange to anyone listening to me right now. Kissing, what is kissing, what are the benefits, and what are the downsides as well. So first off, kissing is a physical act of pressing one's lips against another person's lip or another part of their body as a sign of affection, as a sign of love, and as a sign of greeting. It is universally accepted as a gesture. It's found in various cultures and has been a part of human interaction for centuries. So apart from the fact that in this part of the world, we know kissing to be very romantic, it is a form of greeting in other parts of the world. Beyond its symbolic meaning, kissing also has several potential benefits, and it also has its downsides. So let me share the downsides of kissing before the benefits. I would also like you to know that kissing has so many origins. There is one theory that states that it started when mothers, early mothers, have to pre-chew their food for their infants and then transfer it to their mouths. Another theory suggests that kissing has an innate biological basis, that is, it evolved as a way of assessing a potential mate's compatibility through chemical signals that are exchanged in saliva, and allowing the individuals to subconsciously evaluate each other whether they are genetically compatible. And culturally, the act of kissing has had different meanings and practices throughout history, and especially in Rome and Greece. And in some parts of the world, kissing was not a common practice, and we are talking about the Indian Americans or the Native American tribes. So let me go to the downsides of kissing before I look at the positive side. What are the downsides? First, you have transmission of infections. Kissing can be a means of transmitting certain infections and diseases, particularly those ones that are spread through saliva or through close contact. And diseases or illnesses like this could include common cold, that is flu, as well as very serious infections such as mononucleosis or herpes. And it is very important you are aware of the person you're kissing, you know their health status before you kiss them, for you to be able to take appropriate precautions. Another downside is allergic reactions. Some individuals have allergic reactions, or they are very, very sensitive to certain substances such as that could be found in saliva, such as proteins or bacteria. It can result in allergic reactions, including skin rashes, itching, or swelling, particularly in individuals with heightened sensitivities. Another downside is unwanted advances or inappropriate behavior. Now, in certain contexts, kissing without consent or engaging in non-consensual kissing can lead to uncomfortable or harmful situations. You have to respect personal boundaries and obtain clear consent before going into such a thing. Kissing has to be consensual. It is a consensual interaction. And you also have emotional complications. You know, kissing can have emotional complications, especially in the context of romantic or sexual relationships. If there is a mismatch in expectations, or if one person interprets a kiss differently from the other, it can lead to confusion, it can lead to hurt feelings, it can also lead to relationship difficulties. So those are the downsides of kissing. So what are the positive sides of kissing? That is the part I like. First, you have emotional bonding. Kissing can enhance feelings of intimacy and emotional connection between partners. You know, it can strengthen the bond and deepen the emotional attachment between them. Another one is stress reduction. Kissing triggers the release of oxytocin, that is a kind of hormone that is associated with love and bonding. And when this oxytocin is released, it can help reduce stress, it can promote relaxation, and it can increase feelings of well-being in anybody that passionately engages in kissing. Now, kissing also causes increased happiness. Now, kissing stimulates the release of endorphins, which are natural feel-good chemicals in the brain. It can lead to increased happiness, elevated mood, and a sense of pleasure as well. Another positive side of kissing is a boosted immunity. Now, through the art of kissing, you may exchange bacteria from the person you are kissing that can actually help strengthen your immune system and improve overall health. It can potentially expose your body to new microorganisms and stimulate the production of antibodies. Now, these ones are going to fight the germs, fight all the whatever yama yama in your body. Another positive side of kissing is it is a form of facial muscle exercise. Now, kissing involves the movement of various facial muscles. You know, when you're doing your mouth, like kissing and all that, you're moving your mouth, you're moving your lips, you're exercising the muscles on your face, and it can help tone and exercise those muscles appropriately. Now, it can also contribute to healthier looking facial skin and potentially reduce the appearance of wrinkles, any form of wrinkle on your face. Another positive side is cardiovascular health. Kissing can increase your heart rate and blood flow, and it's a form of light exercise, you know. Now, this temporary cardiovascular workout can improve circulation and contribution to a healthier heart. Circulation of blood helps the pumping of blood in your heart, you know. It's a form of exercise. And communication and intimacy. This is the last one I have on my list. Kissing serves as a form of non-verbal communication. It expresses desire, it expresses love, and it expresses passion. That is only if you're kissing the right person. It can enhance intimacy, and it can promote a sense of closeness between partners. Also know that for some people, it stimulates the urge to have sex. So when you're doing all this kissing and kissing and kissing, just know the person you are kissing. No, don't go and kiss somebody that you don't want to have sex with. And you know you can't just have sex with anybody. So it's advisable that you're kissing your partner. You are kissing your partner. So that is where I call it a wrap on today's episode of Ellipsis, the podcast. Kiss someone. Don't just kiss anybody. Kiss your partner. Kiss them passionately. Enjoy all these benefits and come back and thank me. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to send your comments. Don't forget to, you know, include your feedback. We are always available to criticism, and that's what will help us grow. Thank you once again for listening. As always, my name is Jennifer, and I'll be back with another banging episode on this podcast. For now, bye-bye.